This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Bob Edwards, who has a cold. It's been months of intense, sometimes bitter negotiations among members of the UN Security Council over Iraqi disarmament. Today, the chief UN weapons inspectors present a report that could determine whether there is another Persian Gulf War. Inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei will assess for the Council whether Iraq is fully cooperating. The U.S. and Britain have concluded Iraq is not cooperating. They say it's time for the Security Council to enforce its resolutions or become irrelevant. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now from New York. What are the inspectors likely to say, Vicky?
Mohammed El-Baradei, who oversees the nuclear side of the inspections, is probably going to say what he said in the last report in January, which is that there is no solid evidence that Iraq has a nuclear weapons program, and he undoubtedly will ask for more time to continue the inspections. His colleague, Hans Blix, is likely to be far more critical because the most potent evidence that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction concerns chemical, biological, and missile programs, which are Blix's area. And in his last report on January 27th, Blix laid out quite a list of questions that Iraq hasn't answered, and he complained, you know, very publicly that Iraq was basically just paying lip service to UN requirements that it cooperate with the inspectors.
Mm-hmm.
Blix and El-Baradei went back to Iraq last weekend demanding that Baghdad do more, and Iraq took a few positive steps in the direction of cooperation, but probably not enough to satisfy Hans Blix.
Well, this week there was a report from arms experts that Iraq has a missile that exceeds the permissible range limits. Is this going to be maybe the smoking gun in this debate?
Unlikely, because, you know, U.S. and British officials say that report just shows once again that Iraq has failed to comply with the United Nations, but it hardly rises to the level of, you know, irrefutable evidence. The U.N. allows Iraq to have missiles with a range of about 90 miles. This particular missile supposedly has a range that just slightly exceeds that, but not enough to really alter Iraq's overall offensive capability.
Mm-hmm. Three Security Council nations with veto power, France, Russia, China, are against the taking of military action. Is that likely to change?
Well, all of them say that they're waiting to hear what the inspectors have to say. But unless there's, you know, something really dramatic, unexpected from the inspectors today, France will probably argue that the weapons inspections are working to contain Iraq, and as long as that's the case, war isn't justified. France is proposing that the number of weapons inspectors be tripled, and that issue probably will be discussed today. But U.S. officials say increasing the inspectors isn't going to change the outcome because, according to Washington, and Iraq just won't cooperate.
Mm-hmm. I understand that one indication of how important today's meeting is the fact that several foreign ministers are going to be there along with their UN ambassadors.
Yes, at least 10 countries are sending their foreign ministers. Colin Powell, Secretary of State, will represent the United States. And all of them will have a chance to speak because today's session is going to be open. So by this afternoon, we should have a pretty clear indication of where everyone stands.
And so, Vicky, what is next once the arms inspectors give their report and the council members respond?
The council will go into closed consultations this afternoon, and that's where the real debate will take place. But at some point over the weekend or early next week, the U.S. and Britain are expected to introduce yet another resolution. State Department officials say it's going to have three components. It will find Iraq in further breach of U.N. resolutions, it will declare that there's no hope that Iraq will fully cooperate with inspectors, and it will call for serious consequences, which of course means military force.
Yes. Now, several weeks last fall, it took some time to agree on wording of a resolution. Is this expected also to be a period in which things will drag on?
The United States says no. Last fall, it took almost 2 months to get a resolution, and U.S. officials say they're really committed to getting this additional resolution to keep this process within the Security Council, but the estimate is that the U.S. is prepared to talk for a week or two, maybe a little longer, but if it can't get that second resolution, it's prepared to take action against Iraq without the U.N.
Thank you very much. NPR's Vicky O'Hara at the U.N. in New York.